Good morning. It's 7:39 a.m. on Sunday, June the 9th, 2019. It's a chilly day out here tonight. It was barely 50 when I left the house. I'm wearing an extra layer this morning because the sun is not, well, the sun is up, but it's not out. It's caught behind a cloud layer. So things aren't warming up here very fast. I am working up a sweat because I've got the metronome going, keeping me moving. Tomorrow morning at this time, I will not be walking because I have to go over and get some tests done. I don't know if I'll be able to walk tomorrow at all. We'll see. I'm now 2 days down in terms of my mileage goal for the year, for the month. Because I didn't walk last night on the treadmill, so that's 8 miles, which is 2 days. So if I do everything right, I've got to walk until the 27th to get 100 miles. I suppose I could do 3 miles in the evening, do a full hour on the treadmill. Earn some of those back. It's hard to get myself going on the treadmill. Up to the intersection, halfway across, and then put on your blinker light. Fuck you. Excuse me, I may have a little anger. Escape. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't really worried about the test. I suspect I'll talk more about them once I have some results back. But it seems premature to be talking about all of the myriad things that could go wrong before any of them have had a chance to actually go wrong. So I'll just let that sort of try to slide that to the back of my brain. Today's the 9th. Get it together, a newsletter. Which means I have a thing I have to do today. Yes! Okay. I need to go through darkness and verify that the paperback is in fact okay to go. I looked at it in the previewer. But the previewer doesn't necessarily show me exactly what's going to print on the page, so I always order a couple of proofs. One to go in my archive, and one for marking up and otherwise making a mess up. I need to get that done today so I can put it in the newsletter. I also have to get to finish this Cape Grace up. It's not that far from done. I don't believe it's that far from done. I don't believe it's got that much more to go. Of course, it probably means I got about another 20,000 words to do, and it's going to be like pulling teeth because none of it is in sequence. I have to go back and fix this thing here, which means I have to go check and make sure that I haven't screwed anything else up there. It just goes on and on and on. I'm really looking forward to being able to start something fresh, something new, something different, something... Oh, not Cape Grace. Jet overhead. Can't believe how old I am. Just thinking about hearing a jet fly over. It's like, oh yeah, this is a jet flying over. One of the biggest thing that happened when I was a kid was when a plane flew overhead. It was quite exciting. This damn rhythm here. I can't seem to stay on the beat. Despite the fact that I've been walking to it since I began this morning. Part of it is the stride length. It's fast, so I have to shorten it a little bit. And my natural pace pushes it out a little bit longer. So it's hard to stay on the rhythm. Keeping my stride short enough that I can cover the territory in the half second I have, and only the territory that I have to cover in a half a second, instead of the longer stride that seems to be my natural stride length. It's only a fraction longer than a half a second, but what that means is that over time I get drifting off. Coming up on it, get ready. Say it with me. Monk post, there we go. I felt a little self-conscious yesterday morning. A woman coming the other way was coming past the monk post as I was going past it. It's like, okay, I didn't want to freak her out by making a sudden move. So I have so many books I want to write. I have so many stories I want to tell. I really want to get into this barbarian story. And last night I was sitting reading the McKee book, and he's talking about villains and the bad guys in the stories. And I got thinking about Vagrant. Malachi and his brother, Zachary. That's dangerous. It's like, no. I'm not going down that road. Tension. Sun's trying to peek through up there. Surprised how high it is in the sky. Although maybe that's not where the sun is. Maybe that's just where the weakest patch of cloud is. And so it's shining more brightly than the rest. Possesses people to soup up those little four-cycle cars. Other than they're small, they're light, they're cheap, they're, I suspect, a small amount of souping up has pretty significant performance value. They always sound so funny to me. It's like, wah, wah, wah. Really? You put on tailpipes so that you can hear that? Really? Reminds me of a chainsaw. Rained a little bit last night. I noticed it when I was out earlier, when I was out last night. And there was just a little, the occasional drip of rain coming out. the colors, because the light is not very bright, the colors are very saturated. The greens, the dark greens are really dark green this morning. The pale yellow greens are by the ditch are a beautiful shade of green. Just the palest tinge of yellow with them. Some yellow ragweed out here. No, that's not ragweed, is it? Is it ragweed? Maybe, I don't know. Weeds I have known. But not in the biblical sense, as it were. My sprinklers seem to be working this morning. Coming up on the back gate. That point where I say, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.